Welcome to today's Main Ingredient, a program designed to help you bring local farm fresh food to your table. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. My guests today are Gudrun Feigl, who makes and sells homemade botanical gifts from homegrown herbs for her business, Mount Pleasant Herbery. You can find Gudrun at her retail and gift shop on Main Street in Honesdale. And our foodie today is Marcia Dunsmore, the owner and baker extraordinaire of Myrtle Avenue Bakehouse in Holly. You can find her baked goods at farmers markets in Holly and Narrowsburg, New York. Today's main ingredient is herbs. So we're going to begin with Gudrun Feigl, and I'm so glad to have you with us today. So why don't you describe to us a little bit about the Mount Pleasant Herbery, what you are and what you do.
So the name herbery comes from the Latin word herbarium, which simply means a place where herbs are grown. That's what I do at my 2-acre farm in Mount Pleasant Township, 3 miles south of Pleasant Mount. That's where I grow the herbs that I use in my herbal tea blends, the soaps, the salves, dream pillows, foot baths. Those are the herbal products that I sell at my store in Honesdale. But the herbs are being grown in Mount Pleasant Township.
Wow. And so I imagine that you grow a pretty wide variety of herbs.
Yeah, I have a bunch of herbs. I have lemongrass, lemon verbena, calendula, oat straw, chamomile, catnip, holy basil, or also named tulsi. And then there's lemon balm, several mints like chocolate mint, spearmint, Moroccan mint, yarrow, comfrey, roses, anise aesop, raspberry leaves. And then there's in the field to like just wildcraft, stinging nettle and red clover, dandelions, jewelweed. It's a nice area where we live and herbs just grow abundantly.
So you also forage for herbs on your property as well then?
On my property, yes. I mean, if you forage, you can do that, but then you need to know that it's not sprayed and you need to know your herbs well. You don't want to harvest anything that's poisonous, which some herbs can be.
Is there a difference when you're growing for aromatic purposes, like for your teas, versus when you're growing them to use in a soup or stew or salad?
Well, I would think if you use it in a soup or stew, you want to basically cook with fresh herbs. When I use the herbs in my tea blends, I need to dry them to make them last long, of course. So that's a whole process in itself. You clip the herbs. I have a drying shed where I can lay them out on screens, or you could also hang them from the ceiling. When they're really dry, you can store them in mason jars or bigger glass jars and put them in a cupboard in a dark, dry space. And that way the herbs last for a long time. And also if you dry the herbs, the concentration of the volatile oils is much higher because all the water has evaporated.
Are herbs hard to grow?
If you ask somebody who has mint in their garden or lemon balm, it's almost like a problem for some people because they grow so abundantly that a lot of people don't know what to do with them, or they feel like it's almost like a weed and it takes over. I think if you have that problem, it's really nice to clip the herbs and dry them and use them and make tea because they're so beneficial for your digestive system and for calming us down. And most herbs have anti-inflammatory properties, so they help when you have arthritis or other inflammation going on in your body. Calendula, for example, is a beautiful orange flower in the marigold family. It's so beneficial. It has healing properties for skin and it's anti-inflammatory. It's good for digestion. It's beautiful. It's so easy to grow. The seeds are big and you just put them out and they bloom till November and they reseed themselves too. A lot of annuals reseed themselves. So all of a sudden you have chamomile popping up again in your garden or catnip or the calendula flowers, as I said before, and you just need to find them and not rip them out as weeds. You have to identify them, say, oh, here's chamomile again.
What about perennials? I know some herbs, you're going to harvest them each year as they come up. Do they take a lot to get established or?
I don't think it takes a lot. I mean, there's nurseries where you can buy perennials in the spring and you just put them in the ground. Some herbs like the mints, they don't even need a lot of fertilizer or they don't need much. They're pretty humble, actually.
Herbs are pretty opportunistic, it seems like.
Yeah. Some herbs like the mints, they also like a little shade, or the lemon balm likes a little shade too. They don't like full sun all day long. It's not that they won't grow. They will still grow. You just get more if the conditions are perfect. I sow it directly in the ground because I don't really have a greenhouse and I don't have the space to start herbs from seeds. But it would be beneficial because then you would be able to harvest it earlier in the season.
Do you have any suggestions on herbs to start with? What kind of care they might need?
If you want to stay with annuals, I like, for example, lemon verbena and lemongrass. It's easy to grow and you get such a beautiful lemony scent. It's so rewarding and you could put it in salads, but Marcia would probably talk more about the cooking aspect of it. Or you could just make a fresh tea. You could make iced tea. So much fun to grow these herbs.
Lemon verbena is just amazing.
Yes. Yes.
It's so aromatic. Because I've done a creme brulee with lemon verbena, where you just steep the lemon verbena in the cream before making the brulee. It's wonderful.
Are there tips for growing in containers?
I would just also put herbs in containers that we know don't overwinter. For example, rosemary. So if you already start growing rosemary in a container, you can just at the end of the season, take it inside the house. It's also easy to grow rosemary from a stem cutting. So you just cut off one of those side branches and remove the bottom leaves and stick the little snippet that you have in rooting powder and stick it in a pot in soil. And it works really well.
And what are some of your favorite culinary herbs?
I love rosemary. I like parsley, thyme, sage, oregano. I like Mediterranean food. So all the herbs that go well with that are my favorite herbs.
So I think that is a nice segue over to Marcia, our foodie, Marcia Dunsmore. Yeah.
Rosemary is a wonderful baking herb to use in like a shortbread. Very good. And blends very well with apricots as well. Anything tart, the rosemary offsets it. And of course, then I use a lot of rosemary and focaccia because rosemary and garlic are very happy together.
Let's kind of make an assumption that some of our listeners want to start a little kitchen herb garden. Are there a handful of herbs you would recommend for that little garden that they can really get some use out of?
Some fresh herbs are actually much better to use fresh than dried. Thyme would be an example. Thyme dried is, you've got to be real careful. It's very easy to overdo it. It becomes overpowering. Fresh, not so much. You can use quite a bit of it. It gives you the, especially the lemon thymes, the flavored thymes really do, their flavors actually do come through. Rosemary is another one. Thyme will grow very well. And then chives, which are a wonderful permanent thing you can depend on for, you know, every year to come up. Oregano, very good. Oregano, actually, for the flavor, I think is much better dried than fresh. But if you're making a salad dressing, or oregano is very good to use the leaves right in a salad. But sage is another good one, that the type of cooking that most of us do that pairs with very well. Chicken and pork, for instance, very good. But any kind of, you know, vegetable, particularly the squashes. Probably one herb, I would call it, that is not as well known or used, not thought to be as cooking, as scented geranium, like citronella. Citronella, you know, has all that scent, but it also is just fabulous to throw a few leaves into, like poached plums or any kind of fruit. It's kind of like the cilantro is to tomato. The geranium is to the plum. Gives it that very fresh taste. Yeah. So that makes a wonderful syrup and is particularly good in drinks.
I mean, we're talking about leaves and stems and branches and roots. In the kitchen, what parts do we usually work with? Are we always talking about the leaves?
Generally, we are. Something like cilantro, you can use right down to the root. The stems tend to be very tender, so they'll work well.
What are some dishes where fresh herbs really make it happen?
You never made your own pesto, you know it's not quite the same as the jar one you can buy. Not nearly.
Walk us through a simple pesto.
It's 8 cups of packed basil and about 1.5 cups of good olive oil, pinch of salt, 2 or 3 garlic cloves, and something in there that you want to give the sauce a little bit more body. Pine nuts are very traditional, but they're really expensive, and walnuts will work just as well. You can also vary the taste a little bit by not just using basil, but maybe adding some arugula in with that and some parsley. Parsley is quite an overlooked herb because it's been used so often just as that little piece on the plate, but it really has a wonderful flavor, particularly the flat leaf, the Italian parsley. Fresh thyme in the soups that you have at this time of year is wonderful. That'll show up as a bright touch.
Let's talk about dishes that really make cooked herbs shine.
Oh, any kind of stew. And also under the skin of a meat, like sage is wonderful to put right under your chicken skin and roast the chicken or grill it with the herb underneath the skin, because then the fat melts into it and it just all pulls it all out. It goes throughout the whole dish. The way to do the fresh to dry is generally it's a teaspoon of dry is a tablespoon of fresh. That's a general rule. But you can use a lot more of the herb in your dish than the recipes will often call for. So you don't need to be afraid of going over a little bit.
Any other favorite recipe that stars herbs?
I love to just chop up some chives and put them in a salad dressing.
Yeah.
Like even if you have a bottled salad dressing, but if you cut up some chives, it makes such a big difference. You can also do that with olive oil. Just a sprig of thyme and rosemary. It's a nice way to preserve the herbs, and it's so easy. I mean, you just stick it in a bottle and that's it. You can add some garlic too.
I thank you so much, Gudrun Feigl from the Mount Pleasant Herbery, just south of Pleasant Mount. And our foodie guest today, Marcia Dunsmore from the Myrtle Avenue Bakehouse. Thanks, ladies. Joining me again this week is Carol Kinnear. She's a dietitian at Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Health System, and also serves as their community health manager. She joins us each week to talk about the importance of our ingredient today in a healthy and balanced diet. Today, we're actually talking about herbs. Now, Carol, I know there's a lot of different herbs out there, so why don't we just focus on a couple of the more common ones that people are aware of? Can you start us off maybe with something familiar?
I will talk about a couple of my favorite ones that I like to use in cooking. One thing I want to say about herbs is they add wonderful flavor to your foods without the salt or the sodium. Many people look at eating healthy, want to cut down in the salt of their foods, or they think that they have to add a lot of salt for flavor. We look at it different as a dietitian. We look at it, if you cut down on the salt, you still want to add flavor. So what better way of adding flavor than to use herbs in your cooking? So one of my favorite ones that I do like to use is rosemary. I find rosemary probably one of the easiest ones to grow. Rosemary, it just gives great flavor to meat overall, to poultry like chicken or turkey, even, you know, lamb and stuff like that. And I use it, just put the whole sprig right on top of it and marinate it. There's some municipal purposes that some studies have showed that rosemary could be potential to improve your memory and alertness. You can use it with other ingredients. You can add it on with potatoes, but you can mix it with citrus. You can mix it with honey, garlic, onions, chili peppers. So it could be mixed with so many different other herbs and spices to give that great flavor. You know, another herb that people don't think about is the simple one of parsley. Parsley is loaded with antioxidants. It can inhibit breast cancer cell growth, which is really important for many people who have that history. It pairs good with lemon zest, with mint, with garlic, with capers. You can add it on fish or beef, just with any kind of entree. Parsley is that versatile herb that's out there, right, Mickey?
Yeah, and we talked with Marcia Dunsmore, was our foodie this week, and she talked about how it's so often overlooked because it's been used as sort of just decoration on a plate, but it does add a great deal of flavor and has medicinal qualities as well.
And then two other herbs, if you want to call them, is ginger and turmeric that we often hear about, but those both have been related to decrease of inflammation. You know, I do want to use a word of caution here that with any kind of herb or spices that you may use to flavor your food, in those small quantities, they're fine. But when you start to look into taking supplements, you also want to check with your physician. You want to check with your pharmacist, because sometimes some herbs in large quantities can interact with certain other medications. So although they give us great flavor for food, you can use them for certain properties like anti-inflammatory. People have arthritis or aches and pains. They may want to take turmeric or they want to use ginger. Sometimes in large quantities, you want to just check with your pharmacist. You want to check with your primary care physician. Make sure it is safe. We encourage people when we do these shows to get the vitamins, get the nutrients, get the minerals from the food you eat. And then if you need to back it up, sometimes just a general multivitamin is all the backup your body really needs if you're eating healthier food choices.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about some of the more common herbs. You can learn more about today's main ingredient and our guests, as well as find some delicious recipes on the web at seedsgroup.net and look for the Today's Main Ingredient page or visit todaysmainingredient.org. This program is produced by Seeds of Northeastern Pennsylvania to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and sustainable living in today's world. Today's Main Ingredient is made possible in part by grants from the Greater Pike Community Foundation, the Wayne Pike Farm Bureau, Overlook Estate Foundation, and is sponsored by Fertile Valley Farms and Wolf Spring Farms. Two local farms working together. Call 410-961-0413.